Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. This is Sam Jones for community comments. How did everyone's January go? Mine finished with a bang. We took our son on his first trip down to Southern California to meet extended family, who hasn't met him yet. We flew down, which wasn't as bad as anticipated. Mind you, our flight was delayed over 24 hours, so that was a bummer. However, the actual flight was relatively easy with an infant. On the flight, I had the pilot and co-pilot sign Declan's baby book. We were invited at the end of the flight, once we were landed, to meet the pilot, and we even got a photo with him. He said something I think is very interesting. He said that not many parents these days actually do the baby book signing and ask to meet the pilot, which made me think about what other baby traditions have become less trendy or obsolete. Do parents still collect their baby's first lost tooth? Do they do photo albums and keep memorabilia? What other traditions do you have or have you done with your kids? Also, I've been told that the second child gets half of the fun things and traditions done for them, just because you already have an older one, so now this newborn that you have to take care of is kind of crazy hard to keep up with. Are any of you guilty of slacking on writing down memories for the second or even the third or fourth kid? So in addition to filling out his baby book, I intend to make monthly photo books, which, let me say, if you have a Shutterfly account or download the app and create an account, you get a free 6x6 photo book every month. You just have to pay for the shipping. They've turned out so cute so far. I'm really excited. I only have 3 months worth as he's turning 4 months old at the end of this week, but those other three are adorable. I've been sharing them with all the extended family that we've seen. Another tradition that I hope to continue is setting up an email account for him and sending him an email letter every birthday. Also, giving that email to family and friends who want to write to him as well. Then, when he turns 18, I'll turn it over to him. Or maybe I'll let him see it when he's younger. I haven't decided yet. So those are the main traditions I plan on doing for Declan. They honestly aren't taking that much effort, so I hope I can continue the trends for any future children. And for those of you who don't have children or don't want children, what traditions do you have that you really enjoy? What ones would you want to add into your life? May these next 2 weeks be filled with joyous bonding and traditions. This is Sam Jones for Community Comments.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.